我们继续来看创世纪的第十章。
Let's continue with Genesis chapter 10.
十章跟十一章啊，这是我们所谈到的上古的第四件大事。
And from chapter 10 to chapter 11, it records the fourth major event in the beginning of
Earth. 因为巴比塔事件以后，人类分散在各地方。
Because after the Tower of Babel incident, humans were dispersed over the earth.
所以从时间上来讲，应该十一章是在前面，十章在后面。
So chronologically speaking, chapter 11 should be before chapter 10.
所以第十章是谈当时的人怎么分散在各地方啊。
And in chapter 10, it describes how the people were scattered across the earth.
11章是讲他们分散的原因。
And chapter 11 discusses the reason why they were dispersed.
所以从第十章里面，我们看到挪亚的三个后代祖孙。
And so from chapter 10, we see the descendants of the three sons of Noah.
一个是亚伯。
And when was...
亚伯，十章的前面。
Yeah, when is Japheth?
Yeah, Noah 有三个儿子啊，闪、韩、亚伯。
And Noah had three sons who were Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
那我们从这个他们分布的区域啊，我们看到说亚伯的祖孙呐、啊，大概是往西方。
And so geographically, Japheth's descendants probably went south.
像这个哥妹应该是属德国、啊。
And Gomer's descendants built up the Great Germany.
啊，马代、马各啊，这应该马各哈，还有米色，这应该是属苏联方面，苏欧。
And Magog and
Medai 应该是是波斯哈啊希腊哎亚完是希腊。第一个哈，第一个哥妹应该是。德国方面
okay, so the first son,
Gomer,
is of Germany, and the second Magog.
马各应该是苏联方面。
Magog should have been, started the Russian.
马代跟波斯啊，这是主的伊朗方面。
And the Madai's descendants built up.
亚完是希腊。
And Javan, built up the Greek Empire.
所以从这个分布来看呢。我们看到是比较往北方跟西方欧洲方面。
And so from the area, we see that they dispersed towards the northwest in the European areas.
一般讲这个亚伯的祖孙呐、啊，就是欧美民族的啊，欧美民族就是这个亚伯的祖孙。
And so the Western European nations all come from Japheth.
那我们再看第六节啊，韩的后裔。
And then we look at verse 6, the sons of Ham.
韩的儿子有古实、麦西、佛跟迦兰。
And so the sons of Ham consist of Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan.
啊，古实我们知道就是在啊中东，就是在迦南地的南边呐、啊，还有在啊非洲北边的地方。
And so these descendants were dispersed around the Middle East and the northern tip of Africa.
佛一般就是讲利比亚啦。
And when Put's descendants refer to the country of Libya.
还有一个是迦南哈。
And then also Canaan.
那这个迦南，我们看底下就知道说，迦南人他们大概都是本来以色列人还没有。攻击巴勒斯坦以前的迦南地的人呢、啊，有好几个族就是住在那里。
And the Canaanite descendants stayed in the Palestinian land before the Israelites conquered it.
所以韩的后裔啊，大概是最早是在迦南地，然后往非洲的地方
So Ham's descendants started off in the land of Canaan and they moved toward Africa.
那这个包括当时在迦南地的一些迦南的几个族，还有像索多玛、俄摩拉那个啊亚玛西边呢，那个都是这个属于韩的后裔。
And Ham's descendants include the tribes in the land of Canaan and the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
啊，另外一个是闪民族。
And the last people came from
Shem. 包括以色列人呢。
And this includes the Israelites.
啊，包括中东还有远东的民族。
And
往东方。
These descendants include the Middle Eastern peoples and the Eastern peoples.
这我们从这个地理分布啊，看这些人他们后来分散的地方啊，啊，我们看到说主要三大民族啊，闪的后裔是比较往东方面。
And so from their geographic locations, we can see that the descendants of Shem went toward the east.
啊，亚伯是往西方去。
And Japheth went toward the west.
所以韩的后裔啊，就是比较多是在非洲的地方。
And most of Ham's descendants ended up in the African region.
好，这是我们从这个圣经里面所写的这个分布的情形来了解。
And so this is what we can glean from the distribution described in the Bible.
所以十一章就谈到。当时为什么他们会这样分布
？And so chapter 11 describes why they were dispersed.
本来他们洪水以后啊，是住在示拿地的地方。
Because after the flood, they all lived in the same place.
示拿其实就是巴比伦呐、啊。
They lived in the plain of Shinar, and this was approximately where Babylon was.
人类最早居住的地方。
And this was the earliest place where people dwelled.
那、啊、本来他们是在那里有一块平原啊，他们从亚拉拉山啊从那里下来以后啊，就在那个平原那边居住。
And so after they came down from the mountain of Ararat, they came and they found this plain in Shinar and settled there.
因为人越来越多。
But because the number of people increased.
那、啊、他们就怕说啊，我们将来啊，大家分散的、啊。
They were afraid.
所以我们就要造一座城，还有一座塔。
They were afraid that people would have to disperse, so they decided to build one city with one tower.
那希望说能够造一座非常大的城啊，啊，大家都能够住在那里，不要分散。
And they wanted to create a city, so nobody would have to leave.
啊，另外做一座塔，要塔顶通天啊，要通到天上去。
They also wanted to build a tower that reached to the heavens.
说要来传扬我们的名。
So they could make a name for themselves.
所以他们造城跟造塔的目的呀、啊，就是不愿意分散，啊，还要来，啊，骄傲夸耀自己的。
And so their purpose for building this city and this tower was to keep, to stay together and also to glorify themselves.
因为我们知道说这跟神造人的目的不一样。
But we know that this purpose is different from God's plan for creating human beings.
因为神人是神所造的。应该是来荣耀神啊，这是神造人的目的。
Because human beings are the creation of God, so the purpose of the human should be to glorify God.
所以在以赛亚书四十三章的第七节里面有谈到。
So in Isaiah chapter 43 verse 7, it describes.
神造我们的目的啊，就要我们来荣耀他。
The purpose of our creation is so that we may glorify God.
另外一个神说啊，你们要生养众多，要遍满地面上。
And God also told us to multiply the earth.
因为要来治理大地。
In order for us to reign over the earth.
所以神的主意是，人要慢慢的扩张啊，啊来普遍到全地上。
So God's plan was for people to propagate and fill up the earth.
所以当时他们的这种计划就跟神的旨意是完全违背的。
So the people's plan at this moment was completely against the will of the Lord.
啊，既然不合神的旨意啊，所以神就不祝福啦，啊，所以他们的工作最后就啊落空了。
And because this plan did not go with the will of the Lord, they did not receive the blessing of the Lord.
所以在箴言里面说啊，人心可以筹算自己的道路，但是唯有合神的旨意才能够得到立定。
And therefore the plan fell apart. That's why Proverbs tells us that many are the man's in a plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose.
我们人可以计划，可以努力去做，但是神如果不愿意的话，你就没有办法成就。
We can plan all we want, but if it is against the will of the Lord, then the plan will not come true.
神人更不能够啊，想要靠自己要来跟神对抗啊，啊，想说我造一个塔可以通到天上去。
And there is no way that man can build a tower against God and feel that he can reach the heavens.
事实上人虽然有聪明才智啊。
And although human beings have wisdom,
那实际上我们人的能力还是相当有限。
Wisdom and knowledge, but the power of a human being is
limited. 人怎么有办法来跟神对抗？
Because how can a man compete against God?
啊，这是不可能的。
This is impossible.
啊，因为最近看了一些台湾的报纸。
And recently I read a lot of newspapers from Taiwan.
啊，因为以前我们小的时候啊，啊，我们所受的教育就是说啊。我们人可以靠自己的努力来克服大自然。
Because since we are small, we receive the education that according to our will, we can conquer Mother Nature.
所以那个时候，我们人的口号就是“双手万能啊，人定胜天啊。”
So back then, the slogan was that our hands are almighty, and if we have the will, we can conquer the heavens.
好，但是现在啊，你看现在一些啊。学者啊，就一直说啊，我们要修正这种人定胜天的这种观念。
But a lot of scholars are now saying that we should correct this type of thinking that we can conquer nature.
因为神造了各样大自然是要让我们来用。
Because God created all the things in nature for us to use.
那神造有他的一些规律，有他的一些目的。
And all these creations have their own rules and purposes.
你如果不了解神的一些规律目的，
and if we do not realize these purposes,
你想要人自己的方法，结果来破坏神的创造，最后所遇到的灾难是由到自己。
And if we try to destruct the methods that God has prepared for us, then we will reap the consequences of the destruction.
以前我在台湾北部的时候啊，台湾北部有一个淡水河啊，河口的地方啊，河口的地方有，好像很自然的，就是那个河口就比较小一点。
And for example, a long time ago in Taipei, there was a freshwater river named Dunshui River, and at the mouth of the river, it was a little more narrow.
啊，有一些啊，啊，工程师他们认为说啊，这个河水要流出去啊，因为外面的地方挡住了，所以流不快，所以就把那个两边的那个多出来的那个河口的地方啊，就把它打掉了，把它挖掉。
And some engineers felt that, well, the small mouth of the river is blocking the water flow, so they expanded the mouth of the river.
那挖掉了以后，后来才发现不对劲。
But after they took out all the soil, they found out there was something wrong.
因为那个海水有时候会涨潮嘛。
Because sometimes the tide would rise.
神本来造的时候啊，就有一个堵起来，所以那个水进来不会很多。
And in God's original plan, because the mouth of the river was small, so there would not be a lot of sea water coming in.
人觉得很聪明啊，就把它打掉了。结果一涨潮进来啊，大概几千公顷的土地啊，都淹在那个水里面。
But because of man's knowledge, they got rid of this extra soil, and so. Thousands of acres were flooded.
后来很多的农田啊，都没有办法耕作，因为淹在水里啊。
And so a lot of fields were unable to produce any more crops.
所以有时候人觉得说人很聪明啊，但是实际上啊，神的创造有他的神的作为啊。
So a lot of times men think that they are very smart, but in fact God has a better plan.
因为人越来越多了，所以有些土地不够住。
And because there were more and more people, so there was not enough land for them to dwell on.
很多人就山坡地啊，随便乱砍，还有盖房子。
And so people started cutting down trees on hills and building houses everywhere. They would build fruit trees.
结果当下雨的时候啊，因为你没有树木啊，所以那个土足就疏松，所以一冲啊，石头啦。泥巴啦就滚下来了。
But because during the rainy season, there would be no vegetation to keep the soil in place, so there would be lots of rocks and mud sliding down.
我们看到说最近几年呢、啊，灾难很多啊，一下雨啊，就很多的部落有的被水。那个泥浆啊，整个淹没掉。
So we see that in Taiwan there have been lots of natural disasters in these years because every time it rains, some entire tribes on the mountains they're washed down.
因为人去破坏神的所造的自然。
And this is because men have destroyed the nature that God has created.
而且后来啊，发生了一些灾难呢、啊，啊就临到人的身上。
And then the disasters come as a result.
好、哦。因为神的创造有他的目的，人不能够想用自己的聪明才智想要对抗神，这是不可能的。
God has a purpose in all His creation, so mankind cannot use His own knowledge to change it and go against God.
我们看到说现在的整个大地啊，灾害很多啊，很多都是因为我们人为的因素造成的。
And we see that nowadays lots of natural disasters are actually caused by human beings.
所以人想要跟神对抗，这是人本来的一种骄傲的心理。
So mankind will go against God because of pride.
从古以来啊，人就是一直想要对抗神。
And since the very olden times, men have had the will to defy God.
但是最后的结果啊，人总是遭灾难的。
But at the very end, the destruction comes upon mankind.
哦，所以你看现在很多人也喜欢建高塔，哦。像那个纽约的世贸大楼，本来是世界上最高的塔。
And we see that nowadays people love building high towers. For example, the World Trade Center towers in New York.
一座大楼里面有五万人在那里上班。
And there are 50,000 people in each tower.
所以那个两个高塔就是纽约市的地标。
And so the two towers were the landmark of New York City.
本来建筑的设计师啊，他说啊。那个无论里面用什么炸弹怎么炸都炸不掉。
And the engineers who constructed the building boasted that even a bomb inside the building will not cause it to collapse.
但没想到啊，两架飞机啊，还有一个小时，两座塔全部垮掉。
But they didn't expect that two planes would cause the buildings to collapse in 1 hour.
好，我们看到现在也有一些地方啊，喜欢建高塔。
And we also see there are other places who love building skyscrapers.
啊，你盖的最高，我就盖一个增加5公尺、10公尺，比你更高，就在那里比赛。
And they would compete. If you build a tower, I'll build a tower 5 or 10 feet higher than yours.
那虽然有些地方啊，根本不适合盖那么高的塔，它还是一样盖。
And then, although some places are not suitable for building such high towers, they continue to construct them.
为着要得到说，哦，我是世界上最高的。
And all for the purpose of saying that I have the highest tower in the world.
其实这个跟以前造那个巴别塔一样啊。
But actually, this is very similar to when they built the Tower of Babel.
对人的一种骄傲，和一种心理的一种表现。
And it is an action that reflects the prideful heart of human beings.
那其实现在人呐、啊，因为聪明智慧比较高一点呐、啊。
And because people have a lot of knowledge these days.
很多的作为啊，都是一样，骄傲自大。
A lot of their actions are very similar, and they're filled with pride.
所以，我们知道啊，我们在神的面前啊，我们人总有谦卑啊。
And so we know that before the Lord, we can only be humble.
因为神实在太伟大，我们人实在很渺小。
Because God is too great, and we are too small.
我们读过圣经说啊，以赛亚书里面讲到说啊，万民里面。在神的眼中看，好像水桶里面的一滴水啊。
And in the book of Isaiah, it tells us that in the eyes of God, we are just a drop of water in a bucket.
虽然人那么多啊，但是说好像地上的一点灰尘而已，啊，看起来好像虚空，其实好像虚无。在神来看，其实好像没有一样。
And although there are so many people, we are merely like dust on the surface of the earth, and we were barely there.
所以有些科学家啊，到太空以后回来。啊，看未来说啊，人虽然那么多啊，但看不见，都好像那个山上的一小撮蚂蚁一样。
So some astronauts, after going into outer space and coming back, they say that although there are so many people, you can't see them. They're like little ants on top of a hill.
所以我们人，我们要了解我们自己。
So as human beings, we have to understand ourselves.
因为我们是尘土所造的。
Because we are made of dust.
啊， 我们人的价值就是因为神给我们灵，给我们聪明智慧。
And our value comes from the spirit that God has given us and the wisdom he has given us.
神给我们他的形象。
God gave us his image.
啊，所以人才能够比一切的万物啊更尊贵。
And that is why human beings are more precious than all the other creations.
啊，不是说我们人能够做什么。
And it's not as though we can do much.
而是神尊重我们。
But it is because God respects us.
但是我们不能够因为神看重我们，是给我们聪明才智，我们就想要骄傲自大，想要跟神对抗，这是不可能的。
But just because God gives us all these things and in the wisdom and knowledge doesn't mean that we should go against God because this is impossible.
我们得到越多啊，我们越应当谦卑下来，因为这个不是我们的，是神给我们的。
And the more we receive, the more humble we should be because all these are given by God.
所以唯有我们谦卑了，神才会把我们升高。
And only when we humble ourselves will the Lord lift us up.
啊，但是你如果啊，自以为很伟大，神就把你降卑。
But if we feel that we are very great, then God will help us lower ourselves.
尼布甲尼撒是当时最伟大的巴比伦国的国王。
For example, Nebuchadnezzar was the greatest king in the Babylonian kingdom.
所以他做的那个梦啊，说他是一个金头嘛。
So in his dream, he was a golden head.
啊，非常有权柄，掌握生杀大权。
And he had a lot of authority to control other people.
那他造了巴比伦大城以后。
But after he built the great city of Babylon. 当
然那个城也造得非常的高大。
And of course, the city was very magnificent.
非常的坚固。
And very strong.
那他说啊，你看我这个这么伟大的巴比伦大城啊，就是我靠着自己的大能把它建设出来。
He said, "Look at this magnificent city. It was built with my own hands."
为了要来显扬我的大能力。
To show my great might.
那他的话还没有讲完，天上就出声说啊，尼布甲尼撒，王位离开你了。
But before he finished his sentence, there was a voice from heaven saying that Nebuchadnezzar, your kingship has left you.
所以神就把他的聪明智慧拿掉，他就好像野兽一样发狂了。
And God took away his knowledge and wisdom, and he became like the beasts of the field.
所以经过了七期啊，就是经过了一段挺长的时间。
And so after seven seasons, which is a long time.
所以等到他后来啊，能够仰望天呐、啊，仰望神的时候，神才把聪明智慧。
When he could look up to heaven once again to God, then God returned the wisdom and knowledge to him.
他才重新啊回到王宫里面去。
And once again he returned to the palace.
所以但以理书的第四章啊，就是尼布甲尼撒王啊，他受神管教以后，他自己本身的见证。
And so Daniel chapter 4 is a testimony of King Nebuchadnezzar after he returned to the palace.
所以骄傲的人啊，神就把他降卑。
And so God will lower those who are proud.
唯有谦卑的人啊，神才把他升高。
And exalt those who are humble.
我们看到这个造巴别塔的世界啊，即使我们现在人也是一样。
And if we look at the incident of the Tower of Babel, we will find many similarities with our present day life.
啊，但是我们人啊，没有办法靠自己能够做什么了。
And it teaches us that human beings cannot do much on our own.
哦，我说我们要看自己，看得合乎中道。
And we have to be very realistic when we view ourselves.
不必太自卑了。
We don't have to have self-pity.
但是也不要太骄傲。
But we should not be proud either.
我们是神的儿女，这是一种尊贵的身份。
And we are the children of God, and this is a very royal status.
我们凡事有神可以靠。
And we have God to depend on in all things.
他说我们不怕什么。
And so we are not afraid.
啊，但是我们要敬畏神呐，还要爱人。
But we should revere God and love our fellow men.
所以从第一章到十一章啊，这里是讲到整个世界最早的开始跟整个分布。
So from Genesis chapter 1 to 11, it describes the beginnings of the earth and how people were distributed.
十二章开始啊，十二章开始就把这个范围缩小到一个家庭。
And so starting from chapter 12,And the scope is narrowed down to one family.
因为这个家庭啊，跟整个世界人类都有关系。
Because this family has something to do with all the human beings on earth.
要看马太福音的第一章第一节，就是开始从亚伯拉罕谈起。
Because if we look at Matthew chapter 1 verse 1, it begins with Abraham.
所以因为亚伯拉罕呢，这个跟人类的救恩呢有关系。
Because Abraham has something to do with the salvation of mankind.
所以十二章开始啊，就把范围啊缩小到亚伯拉罕跟他的后裔。
So the scope of Genesis is narrowed down to the family of Abraham and his descendants starting from chapter 12.
所以我们从第一章按到十一章就知道说，神造了天地以后啊，后来整个天地万物因为罪的缘故就败坏了。
And so from chapter 1 to 11, we see that after God created the universe, the creation was destroyed because of sin.
啊，这个罪恶啊，是越来越严重。
And the sin became worse and worse.
所以人没有办法靠自己的方法，从这个罪恶当中啊，找出一条出路来。
And men could not rely on himself to, man could not rely on himself to find a way of salvation from all the sin.
所以神在人没有办法的时候啊，神开始为人类预备救恩。
And when man was in despair, God started preparing a way of salvation for
所以从万民当中啊，拣选亚伯拉罕。
So from all the people, he chose Abraham.
神给他一些应许的福分，然后这个福分呢，影响到全人类。
And God gave him some blessings that affected the rest of the humans.
所以这个虽然是一个家庭啊，一个家庭，但是这个家庭却影响到全人类。
And although this was a family, this family affected all mankind to come.
我们谈过的地方啊，有两个，我们再补充一下。
And so there are two additions to what we have discussed so far. So the first addition is in chapter 9, verse 26.
创世纪九章二十六节到二十七节啊。
Genesis chapter 9, 26 and 27. He also said, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem. May Canaan be the slave of Shem." 27, may God extend the territory of Japheth. May Japheth live in the tents of Shem, and may Canaan be his slave.
Noah 谈到他三个儿子后来的啊，对他们后来啊讲了一些预言呐。
And Noah spoke some prophecies about his three sons.
第一个说神是闪的神。
The first he says, the Lord was the God of Shem.
所以敬畏神哦，这是。救恩啊，是从闪的民族出来。
So salvation would come from the descendants of Shem.
啊，犹太人他们是闪民族的后裔。
And the Jews are actually descendants of Shem.
啊，再来说啊，迦南这个是韩的儿子啊，说要做奴仆。
And then he said that Canaan, who was the son of Ham, would be a slave.
啊，另外一个是亚伯会扩张。
And he said, may God extend the territory of Japheth.
但是他要住到闪的帐篷里面。
The Japheth may live in the tents of Shem.
啊，这有两个意思哈。
And so there are two meanings to this.
会住到那个，他要扩张啊，他的土地会进到那个闪的后裔的地方。
The first is that his territory, Japheth's territory, will extend into Shem's territory.
另外从属灵上来讲啊。
And on a spiritual level,
也要进到那个闪的帐篷里面。
Japheth will also enter the tents of Shem.
也就是说，要归入闪民族所拜的神。
In other words, Japheth will worship the God of Shem.
所以神是闪的神哈，神的救恩呢、啊、是从闪民族出来。
So the Lord is the God of Shem, and salvation will come from Shem. And this was a prophecy.
我们看十一章的后面。
If we look at chapter 11 toward the end.
十一章的第十节以下特别提到闪民族的后代祖孙。
Chapter 11, starting from verse 10, it describes the count of Shem's descendants.
啊，最后谈到亚伯拉罕。
And the last one was Abraham.
好、
哦。Abraham.
啊，亚伯拉罕他们本来是住在加勒底的乌尔。
And Abraham originally lived in Ur of the Chaldeans.
所以神选召他以后啊，他就离开家乡，啊，然后过伯拉大河来到哈兰地。
But after God chose him, he crossed the river and went to the land of Haran.
后来他的爸爸死掉了。
And after Abraham's father died,
神又再一次启示他，然后他就离开哈兰地，啊，来到迦南地。
God once again told Abraham to leave Haran and go to the land of Canaan.
所以这是神对亚伯拉罕的三大应许。
So these are three of the great promises of God to Abraham.
他的祖孙要成为大国。
The first is his descendants will become a great nation.
啊，神要把迦南地赐给他的 赐给他跟他的祖孙做产业。
And God would give the land of Canaan to Abraham and his descendants as an inheritance.
啊，地上的万族要因为亚伯拉罕来得到福气。
And the third was that all peoples on earth would be blessed because of Abraham.
所以这三大福气啊，后来一直反复啊，神重申他的应许。
And so these three promises were fulfilled once and again.
第一个就是祖孙人都要成为大国。
The first is that he would become a great nation.
啊，第二个就是赐迦南地。
And the second was to receive the land of Canaan.
啊，第三个就是让万民得福。
And the third is to bless all peoples through him.
所以这三个福气我们要记起来。
So we have to remember these three blessings.
因为神后来跟亚伯拉罕重申了好几次。
Because God reminded Abraham several times afterwards.
又对以撒、对雅各啊，不断的讲，就是这三大福气。
He also repeated the three blessings to Isaac and Jacob.
但是亚伯拉罕要得到这个福气啊，他要舍弃四样东西。
But in order to receive these three blessings, Abraham had to give up four things.
第一个就是要离开本族父家。
The first was he had to leave the land of his father
舍掉父家
and to separate himself from the land of his father.
啊，后来要舍掉罗德
And then the second was he had to give up Lot.
后来要舍掉以实玛利
And third, he had to give up Ishmael.
最后还要把他的唯一的儿子以撒把他献上
And the fourth thing was he had to sacrifice his one only and only son, Isaac.
所以要得到福气啊，要先舍掉这些了。
So in order to receive the blessings, he had to give up these things.
所以我们说，这亚伯拉罕的故事是从十二章一直到二十四章。
So we say that the story of Abraham or Abraham starts from chapter 12 to chapter 24.
所以这十三章里面中心的人物就是亚伯拉罕。
And during these 13 chapters, the central character is Abraham.
啊，虽然有其他的人物啊，但是那个主是做配角。
Although there are other characters in these chapters, they're only less important characters.
啊，到了二十五章的前面呢，一开始就讲到亚伯拉罕离开世界嘛，啊。
And in the beginning of chapter 25, it describes how Abraham left the world.
哎，这一段时间呢，十几章当中啊，亚伯拉罕蒙拣选，他不是就完全了，他要得到这个福分，所以神给他。一阶段一阶段不断地一直操练一直达到完全
and during these 10 some chapters Abraham does not receive salvation right away God gives him several stages to train him until he can reach the end stage
亚伯拉罕怎么受神试验呢他怎么达到完全
and this describes how Abraham endured the tests of the Lord to achieve perfection.
这也是我们在学习当中的一个很重要的地方。
And this is something very important in our studies.
所以十二章是谈到神的呼召。
And so chapter 12, it describes the calling of the Lord.
所以他们就带着全家来到了迦南地了。
And they brought their entire family to the land of Canaan.
我们有谈过说啊，一个就是坛，祭坛很重要啊。
And as we mentioned before, the altar was very important.
所以你看，亚伯拉罕到每一个地方就是先筑坛。
And so we see everywhere Abraham went, he built an altar.
啊，所以他一路上啊，有神的特别保守跟看顾。
And so he had the blessing and the guidance of the Lord wherever he went.
啊，后来就是下埃及。
And later he went down to Egypt.
我想说，我们先把这几章的重点哦，我们先谈一下。我们下一节我们再详细来。
So we'll first go through all the main points in these chapters, and then we'll go into the details in the next session.
十二章是十二章，我们谈过了哈。那再来十三章跟十四章啊，就是亚伯拉罕跟罗德分开。
And so, starting from chapter 13 and 14, Abraham is separated from Lot.
啊，罗德后来就到索多玛去了。
And Lot went to the city of Sodom.
啊，因为遇到战争啊，罗德他们被抢了。啊，所以亚伯拉罕用爱心啊，把他们救回来。
And because of war, Lot was robbed, and Abraham, out of his love, he went to rescue him.
所以十五章就是神跟亚伯拉罕的立约。
So in chapter 15, it is God's covenant with Abraham.
所以神主动说要 做他的盾牌，要大大祝福给他。
And Abram told, the Lord told Abram, that he would be his shield and give him a great reward.
他的立约啊，是用杀牲畜分两边。他说，按照耶利米斯来讲，是他们是要立约的人要从这个祭物的中间呢、啊、走过去，表示他们双方订约了。
And the covenant is set when you kill an animal, separated into two sides, and according to the Old Testament, you walk through the animal to seal the covenant.
那十五章啊，就是主有神的用火把从那个中间走过去。
But in chapter 15, God only uses fire to go through the two sides of the animal.
啊，亚伯拉罕还没有签约呀。
And Abraham has not signed. And it isn't until chapter 17, during the covenant of circumcision, that Abraham signs on to the covenant.
啊，所以这是立约的一种，神借着割礼啊，是选民跟神之间立约的一种凭据。
And so circumcision becomes the sign of a covenant between God and mankind.
这十六章啊，是谈到神对亚伯拉罕一种考验。
And starting from chapter 16,
时间上的试验。
Chapter 16 is a test of time of for Abraham.
神说你所生的才要成为你的祖孙。
And God told Abraham that the one that he bore would become his descendant.
他等了十年了，等不到，就用自己的方法。想要来得到神的应许。
He waited for 10 years and he did not receive any answer, so he tried to use his own way.
因为三大五戒啊，你第一个要成就啊，一定要儿女啊，啊才能够成为大国。
Because out of the three blessings, the first blessing, you need a child first before you can become a great nation.
但他没有办法接受神时间上的考验。
But Abraham could not stand the test of time by God.
所以十六章就讲到亚伯拉罕在这个考验当中失败了。
And so chapter 16 describes Abraham's failure in this
接下来神十三年啊，不跟他讲话。
And so for 13 years, the Lord did not speak to Abraham.
所以86岁一直到99岁才向他显现。
From he was 86 to when he was 99, the Lord did not speak to Abraham.
神给他的第一句话就是说，你要做完全人。
And the first thing the Lord said to Abraham was that he would he had to become blameless.
我才跟你立约。
And then I will confirm my covenant between you, me and you.
可见本来亚伯拉罕的信心还不完全。
So we can see from here that Abraham's faith was not complete.
啊，到十八、十九哈。
And then we have chapter 18 and 19.
一直到二十一章的时候，以撒才出生。
And it isn't until chapter 11 that Isaac is born.
这当中啊，神给亚伯拉罕很多的磨练啊，一个是信心，还有一个爱心。
And during this time, the Lord gives Abraham many trainings in love and faith.
好、哦、啊，到了二十一章的时候啊，信心完全了，所以在一百岁的时候生了以撒。
And his faith is completed by chapter 21. So when he was 100 years old, God gave him Isaac.
以撒生了以后啊，所以以实玛利亚这个血气生的儿子就要赶出去了。
And because Isaac was born, Ishmael, who was born of human means, he had to be sent away.
因为唯有撒拉生的才要成为他的后裔。
Because only those born of Sarah could become his descendants.
啊，所以血气生的最后啊，让亚伯拉罕造成愁苦。
And so he who was born of the flesh became very painful for Abraham.
二十二章就是神要亚伯拉罕把以撒把他献上给神。
And in chapter 22, God asks Abraham to offer up.
来证明他爱神啊，胜过一切。
And this is to prove that he loves God above all else.
没有什么能够来夺取神在他心目中的地位。
And there was nothing that could replace the God in the heart of Abraham.
啊，所以因为他有这一种完全奉献的心呢、啊，所以神给他最大的福分。
And because he had this heart of sacrifice, the Lord gave him the greatest blessing.
啊，二十三章啊，撒拉死掉，
And in chapter 20,
买以弗伦地。
In chapter 23, Sarah died and was buried.
24章是为以撒娶利百加。
And in chapter 24, Isaac is married to Rebecca.
这一章的篇幅也很长。
And so this chapter is especially long.
表示这个也是相当重要。
And this shows us that this is very important.
因为为着要维护啊他们信仰的纯正。
And this is for the sake of keeping their faith pure.
所以亚伯拉罕重视啊以撒的婚姻。
So Abraham placed great emphasis on the marriage of Isaac.
啊，最后啊，以撒结婚了以后啊。亚伯拉罕就离开世界了。
And after Isaac was married, Abraham left the world.
这是大概的重点。
And so this is the overview of these chapters.
我们一起默祷。
Let us pray and